Just a disclaimer, we are not doctors, we are not medical professionals, we are just two girls who have survived sepsis that are navigating their recovery.
If there is anything that you are seriously struggling with, we urge you to contact a GP. And if you think that you might have sepsis, you should seek immediate medical care as sepsis is life-threatening and time-critical.
We just wanted to pop a little trigger warning in as well that this podcast may contain content that listeners find distressing.
Please listen with care and always remember to be kind to yourselves where possible.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Surviving and Thriving podcast with Taz and Olivia. It has been a while.
Hey guys.
It has been the longest time.
Yeah.
We apologize for our absence.
We
We
do.
have just had the craziest end of 2024. I think I was thinking about this morning on my morning walk about when was the last time we filmed an episode, and I think it was probably beginning of October.
That's really bad from us. We are very sorry. Life has been lifing, and me and Taz just said, like, we had a little catch up before we press record, and we were like, we are on completely different schedules. So it's
Yeah.
really hard for us to get time to like sit and record, but there's no excuses. We're going to be better this year.
Yeah, the first New Year's resolution, actually film the
Yeah.
podcasts.
But Christmas and everything, and then we had your birthday, Christmas,
Yeah.
my birthday. A lot's gone on, but we're
Yeah.
back and we're going to make it a priority this year to get episodes in.
Yeah, for sure.
What are
And I
you
think
doing?
before we kind of talk about New Year, like what we're planning on doing this year, this is basically, for everyone listening, we're treating this episode as like a catch up, like what we've been up to, where we've been, what we've been doing, just so that we're like all on the same page, ready to go for the next couple of episodes. So basically, after we filmed, obviously we had the episode with Ron, which I still like was one of my favourite episodes. I've listened to it like 5 times. Basically, we had opposite schedules, and also, like, being completely transparent, 2 minutes into the podcast, here she goes. I struggled. I think when we talk about mental health, and especially in recovering from something like sepsis, sometimes it's easy to expect that the progress is linear. And especially for me, like not having really suffered with any mental health issues before, I kind of thought once I was out and I was all Gucci and everything was going to be fine.
Yeah.
But I had my 2 year sepsis anniversary in October and Olivia had hers in December. And I don't think it like impacted me specifically, like just because it was 2 years on the day. I just think my general like emotions and where I was sitting fell off around that time, and I don't know whether that's because it was coming up or whether because just like subconsciously I had that in my head. But I really just felt like I needed a bit of a break. So Olivia was my little angel, and she was like, let's just take a break, there's no pressure.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt, and it kind of rode into like October and November, and then in December, I definitely like had a full switch, and I'm feeling so much better now.
Yeah, I think that, like you said, I think it's your subconscious is just it, you know, don't you? You know that, like, this is, I don't know, it's so weird. I think your body and your mind knows. It's not like even on the day, like, I think you sort of expect this big day
Yeah,
of
wave of emotion.
and everything, and in reality no one remembers that it's your day, just you, because it's only you that, like, not cares, but it's only
Yeah.
significant to you. And I think that just in your mind, that whole, of course you're going to feel some kind of way, aren't you? It's like a whole, like, chapter of your life. And I don't know about you, and I don't know if this sounds a bit like warp, but the longer it goes on, the worse I feel, because I don't like that time's going by.
Yeah, and
Do you get that?
that is so funny you said that, because I was talking to a friend about this the other day, and I actually went back to therapy last week, which was really
Bloody well.
fun. Well done to me, because I was putting it off for ages.
Love
But
you.
I just went back just to like, it felt like a big thing for me, and then like, oh, I'm taking a step backwards, but I just like want to get myself back on track, and then I can like carry on. But I said to my therapist, and I was like, every time I feel emotion or feel anything towards what happened, the further along I get, the more guilt
Yeah.
beside the feeling. So not just are you feeling like stressed, anxious, like about what's happened. I then also have this overwhelming feeling of like, it's been 2 years, mate. Get the hell over it. Like, but it's you just can't help it, and that's what I found really interesting.
Yeah,
Like, you can't just push it to the side and be like, it's 2 years ago.
and you don't like, do you know what I think it is? I think that because, like I said, it's only significant to you. And I get that it's significant to your family, but in a completely different way. They'll like honor it, but it's not big to them.
No, yeah, for sure.
But the thing is that, like, I think that you just get this, like, it's still a huge deal to you. It'll be a huge deal to you forever. And I don't like that it's, as time goes on, I feel an obligation to not care as much. And like, I don't know about you, but I always feel like the longer it goes on, people do act like it's forgotten about. And you're like, well, I haven't forgotten about it.
Which is like also a completely natural thing to do, because like if I think of like friends that have gone through obviously not the same thing but something different, like immediately when a big event or something happens, you're there for your friends. But then as time goes on, of course, like you don't have
Yeah.
your diary, you don't know, like it's a natural thing for people just to like move on. So then you kind of have that guilt of like, do I like celebrate the wrong word? But do you know what I mean? Like, do I mark this occasion? But it's even stuff like the weather. Like, I know, like, when we hit September, October, it starts getting darker. And, like, that reminds me all of, like,
Yep.
of when I went into hospital. Like, when I
Yeah.
was like, oh my God, the days are so, like, short. Like, they feel long, but, like, it's the light is not here for that long. Like, the weather, like, coming up to Christmas, going to a garden centre, which I love. But also, like, I can't help but remember, like, when I'd just come out of hospital and it was hard to walk round the garden centre. So it's a really funny feeling.
And I don't know, I just feel like I get really sad because I'm like, I don't want to forget this, and I don't want it to just be like another day. I don't ever want to, you know, sometimes people get to like, when you get to like the like 10 years, 20 years mark, and then like people just like the day goes by and then they think, oh, that was that day. And you think, oh, I don't ever want it to get to a point where it's been forgotten about and it's just another day. I don't know. I get really like, I get quite sad as time goes by to think, oh, like I wish it wasn't so long ago. And I don't know why. I think that's just of the feeling of
Oh
like,
my God, we're literally so the same.
it's so weird. I can't put my finger on it because I don't want to be back where I was last year because I can't, the headspace I was in last year is awful and I don't really remember it. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want time to go on because I don't want it to be like 3 years ago now. This year's our third year.
I know, it's absolutely mental. And
But that all happened 3 years ago. 3 years ago.
I know, and I remember like when I went into ho the hospital like quite soon after I came out for a few appointments, like you recognize the porters, you recognize the nurses, and like because it's such a significant thing in your head. And I've been doing some work at the hospital that I was in with their sepsis team, and when I go in now I'm like, no one would even remember me. Like, in that's a good thing, 'cause obviously like I don't want to have been I don't want like that to happen. But it's like so funny how something is so significant in your life is like so
Oh.
not even insignificant in like a oh that doesn't matter, but just
No,
like
but that's
it's
their
every
daily
day.
life. Yeah, I know, it's so weird, isn't it?
But
It's so
obviously,
hard. The hardest thing to navigate, like this, like recovery is crazy. And I always like, I do think that like there's this ex, like we're both back at work, right, full time, which I do always, I feel really guilty about that. Like I really wish that I was in a, which I wasn't in a better place. So there's just no point saying it, but I really wish that things were different and I took a bit more time off and everything and just like really like processed it a bit more and that, but I didn't. And I just like, I didn't go back to work like super quick, but
Yes, you did. Yes, you did go back super
three
quick.
months after what I went through is not, I don't know. I just like, there's a lot around it, you know, and you just think, oh, like, I just feel like, you know, you just want to give you like yourself a hug and be like, oh, like.
And also, but like, there's no how-to guide for this stuff. Like, and I guess this is what we want this platform to be. Like, we want it to be a place where people that are in their early stages or even like 20 years like post sepsis, that they can listen in here and like just relate and be like, oh, because I remember like when I'd see people post or like on a support group, when they would post something and I could relate to it, I'd be like, oh my God, like that is such a nice feeling that you don't feel by yourself, like, and especially in your immediate circle where people can empathize but not understand what's happening.
Yeah, and sometimes I'll like think about like the people that you work with or you see every day, and I think I'm like the a lot of people would have really milked that, had like a year off, half a year off. But I genuinely don't know if I had it like now. I think, oh, I'd have it in my heart to have a half a year off a year because I'm happier. But back
Exactly.
then, would I have actually coped
Yeah,
with
exactly.
having any like, even like I was going to work and like I went straight back to work. I was literally doing like 2 hours a day,
Yeah, but it
3 hours.
seems, yeah, it's a
But it
big.
was my like, it was like a get up and like this is where like it was my like little thing of like at least I've got a bit of a routine.
Yeah,
I'm going to get up
introducing
and go to
routine.
work. Yeah, and I was literally just like pottering around work. I wasn't like I had no duties really. I was just like getting back into it. But it was like a little bit of a like normality for me. So
Yeah.
like it wasn't the worst thing in the world, but when you just feel like I don't know, it's hard. It's just there's I feel like there is a lot of guilt.
Yeah. And do you know what? That's okay that, like, because whatever we would have done, I'm sure we'd feel the same way and being like, oh, I wish I
Feels
wouldn't have
right.
taken so much time off because it left me in this position. So I think it's
Exactly.
okay to feel that feeling. And any recovery, I think it's natural that you have questions of why you did things. But at the end of the day, we navigated it the best we could.
Yeah,
And,
exactly.
like,
I'm gonna give ourselves grace for that. Like we, like you said, we did just did the best we could with what we knew.
yeah.
And I don't know about you. I don't know like about your upbringing and everything, but like I was very much from a house of like get back on the horse, like you're not well, go to school, like you're gonna be fine. If you're sick, you'd just get up, go to like there wasn't a lot of
Yeah.
like there wasn't a lot of like sympathy from my mum or dad. It was just like, go on, you'll be fine, go to school, you'll be all right. And so it's just in me to just be, oh, I'll be okay, and like soldier on. So
Yeah,
I think it's
which.
like ingrained in me to just be like, I'll be fine, like I'll just get back on it, like it'll be okay.
Which I think is
Like I
probably one side of it is obviously not as good, but the other side of it is probably why we had the fight in us we had when we were in hospital. Because, like,
do
I'm
agree
sure
with that.
both of us
I
could
do
have
agree
been
with
like,
that.
oh, do you know what? I'm tapping out here. Like, this is too much.
I do think that like I don't know, and this is such a I think about this all the time, but like funny you say that. Like I know that obviously like oh, I had to be ventilated and you weren't, but that like in your brain, I think your brain is like you can't like give up now. Like you have to
Yeah.
go. Like do you know what I mean? It's like because I
Like
do
a
think that
subconscious
like
thing as well, though, because I. Yeah, carry on.
yeah, and you know, like back in like when people were like hunter gatherers, and you'd like go out and you'd fight and stuff. Like you look around, like this might sound a little bit harsh, but you look around in society now and you think you can tell people who would like just be eaten by
Oh, yeah.
something straight away because they've just got no like
Get up and go.
will to like fight and live and like I don't know. I do think that like you said, like part of us must have just been like no. It's not your time. You're gonna fight and you're gonna
Yeah.
do it. And
Sure.
yeah, like you said, it's just one of those things where if when you know better, you do better. But we didn't know anything better at the time, did we? So we just
Yeah.
did the best we could.
Exactly
It's
that.
hard. There's so much guilt. There is so much guilt. And I don't know about you either, but like I was saying to Callum the other day, like I do think I need to like go into some kind of therapy to like really like start unpicking it because I don't want to get further down the line and this become a big issue for me because I've already noticed I've not been diagnosed with PTSD. I think I might have complex PTSD and I've not been diagnosed with it, but that can really really hit you if you don't sort of like process it
Yeah.
when you notice it. Because I'm always like I say to Callum's like, well, why don't we go and speak to somebody? I can come with you and it'll be okay. And I was like, I really can't be bothered to sit and unload it.
And exactly that. And I think that when I first went therapy, I was in exactly the same headspace. But I was also in the headspace of, like, if I carry on like this, I'm going to do something stupid that I shouldn't do. Because I think it becomes this, like, huge weight of then also, especially being like further down the line, you have the weight of the trauma, the weight of like the unknown, and also the weight of the guilt for like putting this on your loved ones and the people around you, because I did exactly the same thing recently. My partner James, definitely my PTSD had got worse kind of towards the back end of last year and beginning of this year. And I was like having, like, for me personally, like, I get really bad night terrors, so mine kind of happens and comes into fruition more at night. But I remember, like, every time one would happen, not only would I be like, oh my God, like, that is exhausting and horrible, but then I'd also be like, oh my God, I feel so guilty because I'm also putting someone else through this. And I
Yeah.
think that's a big part of, like, especially both of our personalities. Even like when I speak to my therapist, I'm like, I'm really sorry that I'm like unloading this all onto you. And she's like, Taz,
Oh,
that's literally
no.
my job. I'm like, I know, but
Exactly.
I'm really sorry. Like, this is a
I'm
lot. And
so
she's like,
sorry.
you're so stupid.
And I think that it's like, you know, the whole thing of like, obviously, you know, when you notice things that you're doing and you're like, okay, this obviously isn't very healthy. And I
Yeah.
know I need to like, I'm like, I said to someone the other day, like, I just don't know where to start with it all. Like, I don't know where to. I feel like I just, what is the point? Because it's just like the first session would probably just be you just ranting on and going on and on, right?
Oh,
And then it's
yeah.
just like, oh, God, what a long winding road of having to go down. And like, and every day you're just like, or not like every week you go to a session, you're just like constantly unpacking all of this stuff that you're actually trying up really hard to forget,
Yes, I know,
which is really
but
bad.
I know, but that's exactly the mindset that we get ourselves into, especially in like today's society. But I think also at the same time, like from personal experience, the first few sessions, I was literally like completely trauma blocking. Like, I was like talking about anything but what I was paying this woman to go there and do, my own hard-earned money, and I was trying to lie to her. What
What
an
a lovely
idiot. Yeah, literally such an idiot. But then it gets to the point when you start trusting this person more, that although you are unpacking it on a regular, it also becomes this space, like, where you unpack it in this room, in this place, wherever your therapy is, and then you kind of leave it in there. And when you go, like, it feels like, for me anyway, it felt definitely like a place where I could unpack it and kind of leave all the deep, dark stuff in there. And then, even though, of course, like, when you bring up trauma, like, it hangs around and you for the day and you think about it a lot, but it means that, like, you don't feel the, I don't know if you like can relate, but like, it almost feels like, for me, if I can't speak, but like, it's just bubbling under the surface. Like, I can feel it there, like all the trauma, like I can feel it there, but I'm like trying to push it down and push it down and push it down. And for me,
Yeah.
like, going to therapy just kind of just softened that, which meant that everything else just felt a little bit less like on edge, fight or
Yeah.
flight.
Okay, that's great. Like, that's good to know, because I feel like the more time goes on, I am really trying to like, and the thing is, I can recognize it. I'm like, oh, that's not like, I know what I'm doing. It's like quite detrimental. Like the way that I'm acting is like, oh, maybe that's not great.
Yeah.
But I'm not really in a place where I feel like dealing with that. So
Yeah.
how am I gonna any better?
Yeah. And that's the thing, but I
It's not.
think like taking that first step is the worst and hardest part. Once you've
Yeah.
done the first session, you're like, oh, I've done, like, here we go again. Like, it's the same as going to a hospital appointment. Like, you don't really want to go there. Like, and when I went back to therapy last week, she was like, I know you don't want to be here. Like, I'm not silly. Like, this is not your fun place to be on a Friday. Like, but
Yeah.
also, like, you owe yourself the chance to like lift
Yeah.
weight off your shoulders a bit.
Yeah, and I have been like been noticing, because like I really want to like, I think I'm quite like spiritual and mindful anyway, but I really want to like go into like a real like space of peace this year,
Yeah.
and really like protect that peace and try and like be the best I can be in everything. But like so many things I notice that I do, and I watch like TikToks about PTSD and everything. And I watched one earlier, and it was this lady, and I don't know if you can relate to any of these, but it's little things like I pick my hair.
Yeah.
This lady was like a CP, yeah, she was like a complex post-traumatic disorder, like response is to like this lady was saying she picks her split ends off, but
Yeah.
I pick my hair. I just pick hairs out
Yeah.
all the time. Alan's like, stop doing that, and I'm like, oh, I don't even know I'm doing it half the
Yeah.
time. And then there was another one where she said it was like chronic. Hang on, what's the word? What's can you help me quick? What's that word when you're like, oh, procrastinating? It's like chronic, but you're like in a free state where you're just like stood and you're not doing, you know, you've got so much to do and you like can't do what the thing that you need to do.
Yeah,
And
that's
that's
me.
crazy. That's like, but that's like something you'd just be like, oh, that's just, you wouldn't like think, oh, that's that. That's this is happening because of this. You just think, oh, I just don't know what's going on with me today. I'm just having a funny day. Well, it's not. It's a like, what am I trying to say here? This happens to me all the time as well. Like, I get halfway through a sentence, I'm like, what?
What's going on?
But no, what I'm saying is, it's to recognize that, oh, actually, this is the PTSD, not me just having a funny 5 minutes. But I think a therapist would help with that and be like, okay, that's that. And this is what you can do if you feel like you're in that place. Because it's the knowing, like, okay, what do I do now then? How do I cope with this now?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, those situations when they arise, it's learning how to deal with them whilst being in a social situation. Like, it's all these things that, like, it's all good and well, like knowing how to deal with a flashback, how to deal with a kind of, like when you're zoning out and when you're by yourself, because it's like not as much. But I definitely found for me that when I was in a social situation, it would then add like a whole lot of anxiety on top of what was happening.
How do you do in big groups? Like, how do you, how, because I avoid them.
Yeah, I
I
pre.
how do you feel in them? Because I can't cope. If there's more than five people there, no.
Yeah, pre everything, I am your like biggest social butterfly. I'm like big group, get me there. Like any plans, get me there. I still thrive in a big group, but I really notice now the before I really freak myself out and I'm like, I don't think I should go to this. Like, I don't think, which is something I'm working through because I hate that feeling. Like, I've always been this social kind of like, take
No
me
good.
anywhere at any time. But once I'm in that situation, like now, I'm kind of back to my normal. But rewind a year, 6 months, even when I was in a situation, I'd be like, why am I feeling like this? And also then I'd be beating myself up because I'd be like, why am I feeling like this? So,
Yeah.
and I think it's just like putting yourself in situations that are going to set you up for success. Like, if you know that you're not going to thrive in a big group, then like for now, don't put yourself in a big group. Like,
Yeah, I think a lot. I think what's hard is, and you have to like really explain to people, which is, I don't really get how other people can't comprehend it, but that's fine. But like, if you get invited to something and you're like, you know what, I'm going to give this a miss, people just think it's rude. And I'm like, either come and have a panic attack, and then I'm going to ruin it for everybody, or I just acknowledge the fact that that's not going to be good for me and say thank you, but I'm not going to come, you know?
and it's again guilt. It's like stripping the guilt from these situations, which I think is like, and easier said than done, like, or even just recognizing the guilt and like letting it sit and then being like, okay, cool, I felt guilty now, like I can let that go
Yeah, definitely.
for sure. And I think, like, in terms of wrapping up the episode, because we're trying, guys, to keep these episodes short and as sweet as possible,
Short and
but
sweet, yeah.
short and sweet for you guys, so you don't have to hear us ramble all the time. But basically, over the next three episodes, we are going to talk about post-sepsis syndrome, which is a term that's used quite a lot. It's not an officially medically recognized syndrome, I don't think. Like, official, but there are GPs and doctors that are kind of diagnosing people with this condition, and someone on our Instagram had asked us to kind of dive into it. So to make it easier for you guys, we have kind of split it into three groups. And so post-sepsis syndrome is basically symptoms that you feel post-sepsis, whether that be an intensive care admission, or whether it's slightly smaller, but we've split it into three, which is cognitive symptoms, which things like clouded thinking, difficulty concentrating, poor memory, then emotional symptoms, which anxiety, depression, difficulty sleeping, PTSD, which we've dived into a little bit today, and then the more physical symptoms like muscle weakness, fatigue, pain, breathlessness, and we're basically going to spend the next three episodes unpacking these and kind of just allowing you to be in a space and just feel heard, and that maybe some of the things you're feeling aren't unnormal, and that if you've had
Yeah.
sepsis, it's an absolutely normal thing to feel. I guess before we wrap up the episode, maybe we could kind of just say one thing going into this year that doesn't have to be to do with obviously everything sepsis, but something that we're going to try and do to go into this year with kind of positivity and stuff like that.
Do you want to go first?
I can go first.
You go first, I want to hear yours.
I think this year, going along the guilt train, I want to live life not guilt-free, because that's not going to be possible, of course, but I want to basically live life without apology. I don't want to always be thinking, oh, how is this going to make this person feel to the detriment of myself. Obviously, we have to be considerate of others, and but just the way I am, I'm a very big overthinker, and if I've been in a situation and I've been quieter that day because I'm feeling like I'm just feeling heavy, or if I've kind of opened up to someone, which doesn't happen very often, that I don't then beat myself up for feeling that I've shared something or I've being the way I am. I think that's probably my biggest one. But also this year, I just want to be happy, which sounds like such a big statement, but like I want to be happy and not feel guilty for allowing myself to feel happy. So yeah.
That's a great one.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's a good one. And like the boundaries for yourself,
Yeah.
like you said, that's huge. You have to have that because, like you said, you're the only person that knows how you feel. So that's a great one.
Thanks.
Mine is, I've got a couple, like there's a couple of things I really want to work on this year. I would like to try and maybe be a bit more sociable, only because I can recognize that I've really like shut down,
Yeah.
and like I don't really speak to many people, like I don't go out anywhere.
Yeah.
And I, if I could choose to go out with somebody or spend the time alone, I would 1,000,000% rather spend time alone.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is a bad thing, because like I love spending time alone, but at the same time, like I recognize that it's probably not really healthy to just push people away and situations away. But I do think that's like something that's like obviously come off the back of all of this, but I just would rather not be that person that's like, oh well, we don't hear from her anymore, because it's not like my, it's my fault, but like I don't think people really get that, like I'm not choosing to be
Yeah.
like that. It's just the way that I feel like I can protect myself, and it just like protects my peace and like helps my brain.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess maybe kind of thinking about that is that pushing yourself again in a social situation, but not to the detriment of like your mental health and your, because there's got to be a line of like making a New Year's resolution that isn't then harmful to yourself. So like that's a really
Exactly. And
good one for
just,
you.
yeah, and I'm just thinking like a coffee, dinner, like nothing
You.
like I'm not gonna go out partying and that, but just like little things, like little
Yeah.
thing. And also another really quick one, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I was actually christened when I was little, and I used to go to church sort of like every week and everything. And I would really like to get back into that.
Love that.
Yeah, like I, because I am a huge believer in, like, I do believe in God.
Yeah.
And I think that, I don't know, like, I don't know if this sounds a little bit crazy, a little bit crazy, but
No.
I am certain that, like, my life was saved. I wasn't, I don't think it was luck.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was like, you're like,
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm
no,
just
but.
listening.
Because you tell people, like I've spoken to a couple of people about it, and I think people look at you like, okay,
No, I
like maybe.
think if like I'm trying to think of a way, because I'm just thinking about people that are listening to this podcast and are like just like completely pushing that away straight away because of what they might believe in. But like
Yeah,
you can take
it's
that
not for everyone.
exactly, you can
It's
take that in any way, like in just leaning into something that kind of you have faith or trust or belief in.
yeah Yeah, and I've always been very, 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 I think I've always been very spiritual. And I've always believed in and I think you're spiritual if you believe everything happens for a reason.
Yeah,
Because what do
exactly.
you, if you, that's a, that's your like subconscious being like, no, this everything. And if you believe that, I do believe that there's a, you have a level of spirituality
For sure. And I think that's
because,
probably easier for people to relate to on the
yeah.
whole in at
Yes,
the
of
moment
course.
than perhaps like,
Yeah. And I'm a
but
big believer in the whole like when you go over to the other side, your life just doesn't end and your soul is always gonna be alive. It's just your body that carries your soul through this life. But I think that when you cross over, like that's your life done and like you're still a soul. So anyway,
And
but
you
I
know
really
what? That
love
might
that.
actually be tackling your two resolutions in one because going to church is also a big social setting.
Yeah, and I just really feel like I don't know, like I just really would love to I
Also,
don't just tap into
community.
that a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like really like feel like a bit I don't know, I think it can really humble people and like make people like see a bit more to life than what we all see, maybe.
Yeah.
It's do you know? So I'm gonna try and get into that as well. I'm not really sure how. Maybe just like go on a Sun like to church on a Sunday and speak to somebody and just say like, "Oh, I am christened and I'd like to like tap into this a little bit more."
Yeah.
But that's my other thing.
I love that. But yeah, I guess we'll kind of wrap up this episode now.
Thank you for listening to us ramble.
Again, it's
Nothing
you know
to
what, it's been
conclude.
so nice. It's been so nice to like be back in this space, and as much as you know, at the end of last year we were impossible to, I say, get in a room together. We're still on Zoom, but get in a virtual room together.
100%. Yeah.
But we promise, guys, we are making a huge effort behind the scenes to make this stuff work. Because if you saw our text messages, it's actually comical about, are
Yeah.
you free this day? No, I'm not free this day. Are you free this day?
I'm free at 2. I'll start work at 2.
Yeah.
Perfect. So
But we're
we
going
are
to
going to.
make it work.
Yeah.
I think it's good for us as well to have this space to share with you
100%.
guys. And
This,
like,
yeah.
we've had some beautiful messages on Instagram, even like when we were not recording and posting regular episodes. So
Yeah.
we're
And we like
excited.
really want to get guests on this year and like
Yes.
speak to like real people who have been through. Oh, I really can't wait for that.
I'm excited. I
So yeah.
think on that thought, that's literally just given me a nugget, but maybe we'll do like a little mini series on like
Yeah.
guests and kind of pop that in
Success
and do
story.
like, yeah, a 5 episode kind of series where we get guests on,
Yay.
which is really fun. But
That's
for now,
exciting. Thank you
everyone,
so much.
have a lovely weekend, evening, daytime, whatever time you're listening to this, and we will be back in your ears very soon.
Have a great day. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.